dialogue to catch up on as well. Our next guest has been on that show talking about Kingdom Hearts, I believe. Mary Beth Smith.
Oh, so do I. And we had a blast talking about it. And it has hearts in the title. Topical! Cool. I have never been in love. I have loved so many. I feel like I love damn near every person that I meet. At least I truly try to. But I'm talking about that gut-wrenching, can't-live-without-it, heartbreaking love. The only time that I've ever dropped the L word in a relationship was with a guy I was dating when I moved to Chicago. The long distance and some other factors caused me to break up with him, but I would have made it work if I really had loved him, right? I truly didn't try to make it work. I keep hearing that once you really love someone, you just know. But what if it's like colors? What if red looks different to me? And I never know because I can't see red the way that you guys see red. What if I feel romantic love in a different way? What if I've been experiencing it this whole time and my love looks different and less intense and less heartbreaking? I don't think that's the case, but I guess I just wanted to air out a hypothesis. I am an incessant, annoying optimist who tries not to let anything out of my control affect me negatively. Maybe because I've never experienced heartbreak. Let's explore that idea of out of control, though. Is not having fallen in love out of my control? I recently got the advice that if I'm interested in someone, I should ask him out. Is this a thing that women do in successful relationships? Because that's scary. I know I seem like a confident, ballsy bitch, but for years I was a wolf t-shirt wearing, saxophone in the marching band playing, math-loving super nerd who thought that I'd never even kiss one of the laundry lists of guys that I had a crush on when I was growing up. And somewhere inside this cardigan-wearing, baseball-watching, whiskey-drinking Uber woman, that nerd is still really sensitive and terrified of being turned down and being super embarrassed. Which is why I am well aware guys don't ask girls out all the time. Or, you know, just people in general. That's why people don't go around just asking people out all the time. Right? No one gets asked out, right? Okay, guys, we'll talk about it later. So I'm working on that. I'm working on that confidence. I'm working on getting over that. And I don't think I'm quite ready yet. And I'm working on figuring out if I have some kind of crucial dating flaw that I'm not aware of, but I haven't figured one out yet. And I'm working on how to play the ukulele, but I don't think I'm ready to do that in front of anyone except for my adoring roommate who puts up with it a lot. I asked Eric to accompany me on a song. And I'm really glad that Sarah brought up this idea earlier, the idea of getting stuck on a song. And last month I sang a song with Eric playing too, because I had been really stuck on that song. And I think this is a song that I also get stuck on a lot. And I'm not sure why. It just sounds nice. So if Eric Garneau would join me. Do you remember?
day, I knew you were my pet. I wanna tell you how much I love you. Love. I wanna tell you.